In Israel, concerts and events are on hold now during the war. One band, whose members span ethnicities and religions, is trying to strengthen cross-cultural connections using their music. They recently performed at a Tel Aviv hotel, and NPR's Daniel Estrin was there.
The audience, hotel staff, a couple of NPR journalists, and mostly displaced Israelis who have been calling this hotel home. As many as 250,000 Israelis have been internally displaced since October 7th. Some of them have had their homes destroyed. Others were evacuated from communities near the Gaza Strip and along the border with Lebanon. Firkat an-Nur, which means band of light in English, is here to play for them.
When it all started, it was like a big shock for all of us.
Elad Kimchi plays guitar and sings in Firkat an-Nur. He says right after the Hamas attacks in southern Israel, he couldn't even touch his instrument. But then he and members of his orchestra started volunteering.
We started to play to people, refugees from the south and from the north, trying to make them a little bit smiling. They are in hotel, but they're not for holiday. They are to be safe. That's the difference. Also us, musicians and from other people, we are not in the regular life at all. The life stops. Everybody waiting for something to be solved. We are orchestra which play oriental and classical Arabic music, classical Jewish ancient music. And also we played Mizrahi music, which is songs that was written here in Israel in the 70s, in the 60s, in the 80s, by Jewish people from background of Middle East culture. In our orchestra, we have many members. Some of them are Muslims and Christian. People that are religious, orthodox, and also secular, and everyone is together. We are like a family. We played on some of the Middle Eastern traditional instruments. Kanun, the big round-like harp. But on the legs, it's a traditional Arabic and Turkish instrument. Next was the bass guitar, and I played on the darbuka drum, which is the famous Middle Eastern hand drum. Also, I sing. These songs we play all the year. It's part of our identity. It's part of our culture. Arabic language was the language that our grandfather, grandmother used to speak in Egypt and in Syria and in the Yemen and Morocco and Libya and all the countries that expelled them. This is what people like here. They feel like home. The grandma used to listen at home for famous Egyptian music and famous Lebanese music. It's in the blood. It's from very young age. So it's not the enemy language. It's also language of our grandmother, grandfather.
Elad Kimchi and members of the band Firkat an-Nur playing for Israelis evacuated to this hotel from the northern border. They don't yet know when they'll get to return home. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.